Darren, thank you. It's 20 to 8. 90 million euro in fake food and drink seized across the EU last year, with a loss in sales of well over 2 billion euro. Lots of it in counterfeit wine and spirits. That's according to a report by the EU's Intellectual Property Office. Our consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox says more. Morning, Angus. How extensive is food and drink counterfeiting in the EU?
Well, Gavin, it's more prevalent than we might think. Counterfeit products, they'd usually be associated with luxury goods. But according to the EU's Intellectual Property Office, food and drink items are the second most seized category of products coming into the EU. Now, it's worth clarifying exactly what a counterfeit food or drink item is. There are over 3,600 EU food and drink products protected by what are known as geographical indications. They protect the names of products that originate from specific regions and possess qualities or characteristics due to that environment. For example, Irish whiskey is a protected product name, meaning whiskey produced outside Ireland can't legally be labelled Irish whiskey. Other protected Irish brands would include Achill Island Sea Salt, Sneem Black Pudding, you have Irish grass-fed beef and the Waterford Blah. Again, unless they're produced in that specific area, it's against the law to say they are. Now, France, Italy, Germany, they lead in both production and consumption of such products. Wine constitutes over half of the EU's geographically protected items, and it makes it particularly vulnerable to counterfeiting. You also have issues with counterfeiting oil, beer, meat, cheese and dairy. And the cost of all of this is huge. And the EU agency says that wines and spirits, they face one of the highest counterfeiting rates, annual losses in sales of well over 2 billion euro and nearly 6,000 jobs across categories in the EU. And as you referenced, Irish products, 40 million in sales estimated to be lost every year, mostly in the spirit sector. And the Irish Whiskey Association, they say that geographical indication status, that it's a cornerstone of the Irish whiskey's global reputation and economic success, and pointing out that nearly 95% of Irish whiskey is exported.
Tell us about the detail then about the level of seizures last year and how consumers are being deceived.
Well, we have that top line figure of 90 million euro worth of seizures of counterfeit food and drink products. This was coordinated by Europol and Interpol. It amounted to 22,000 tonnes of food and around 850,000 litres of mostly alcoholic drinks. And the EU Intellectual Property Office said the operation resulted in 11 criminal networks being dismantled and 278 people being reported to judicial authorities in various countries. China and Turkey, they're listed as being among the most frequently reported countries of origin for these counterfeit goods. And the EU agency says that when counterfeiting alcoholic drinks, organised crime groups, they're employing sophisticated methods to deceive consumers. They'll reuse original bottles, they'll print fake labels to place on empty bottles. And that makes it much harder for consumers and authorities to distinguish between what's real and what's fake. And the simple advice to consumers is to look out for proper product labelling. And the obvious one then is making sure you're buying from a official retailers, especially when shopping online.
Okay, so economic costs, health worries too.
Yeah, very much so. Well, obviously, you have these huge financial losses. But in its report, the EU Intellectual Property Office noted that some of the seized items, Gavin, they contained substances that are very dangerous, including methanol, mercury, fipronil and toxic pesticides. And the agency's executive director, João Negreiro, he warns that counterfeit food and drink products, that they are a major public health concern. And he says, together with launching today's report, the EU Intellectual Property Office, they're running a campaign aimed at equipping consumers with the knowledge to protect themselves while supporting legitimate business and, above all, staying safe when it comes to consuming such products.
Angus, thank you. That's our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox, coming up to 8:15.